The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. I'm sometimes asked the question, at what point do we do what America's founders did in creating a new national government? For now, let me avoid this question by pointing out that as long as we have the right to vote and the votes are counted fairly honestly, we have the means to create new government at every election. But the reality is 75 million of us who say we believe we ought to live by the Bible are not even voting, when only 18 million would turn any election we have. So the revolution we need to fight is to get Christians to the polls to vote. America's founders had good reasons for creating a new national government. They listed 27 of those reasons in the Declaration of Independence. Let's look at some more of them in this message. Reason number 5 stated about the King of England, he has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasion on the rights of the people. The king had repeatedly, in the 10 years before the Declaration of Independence was written, shut down their colonial legislatures. And once the king dissolved their legislatures, he would wait long periods before restoring them. This was why they stated in reason number 6, quote, he has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise. The state, remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. Whenever government was in a state of limbo, early Americans believed the Bible taught that the power of government went back to the people, because God had deposited it with the people at large. When Moses first set up the Jewish Republic by which God's people would be governed, he had told the people to, quote, take you wise men and understanding and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. It was the people who were to select their rulers. God had deposited the power for government in the people. Thus, if an earthly king stepped outside the order of God for government and dissolved a particular legislature, that did not destroy government. It only released the power of government to go back into the hands of the people at large. This is why they believed they, the people, had the power to choose delegates and form a new national government. They then listed their next reason for independence. He, speaking of the king, has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their immigration hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. The king had worked in many ways to stop the flow of immigrants from Europe into the colonies, being afraid it would foster a spirit of independence. Especially, he seemed to want to stem the tide of German and French immigrants, both of these groups having no love for the English king anyway. It's interesting how this seems to be working in the exact opposite way in our day. We've had no president since Reagan who seemed to really want to stem the flow of illegal immigrants into this land. Recent administrations have seemed to desire to water down the love of America and her original institutions. Particularly, the present administration seems to want to change us to Sharia law and do away completely with every semblance of the Christian foundation that made this the greatest nation in world history. Should not we return to those Christian roots by prayer and repentance toward God? Should we not reestablish the institutions as we knew them in our founding? The Bible says, ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting heritageministriesky.com.